Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now here's Danny Milliken with Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons.
Hour number two here at Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Danny Milliken.
And Sherry Hara.
That's Sherry. She's awesome. Answer your gardening questions. And it's been interesting questions. It's been good questions.
Yeah.
It is the vine killer that you keep talking about.
Uh-huh.
Is very effective vine killer. This is literally what I know as the only way to stymie like weedy woody vines.
Yeah.
Like greenbrier or poison ivy, mm-hmm. or anything you're dealing with. Because you can't spraying them doesn't work.
Yeah, aerial sprays will just kill everything else you... Because usually vines are attached to other plants.
Yes, yeah, and they'll like make the leaves fall off, but then the vine will flush back and you'll have killed whatever plant that you didn't want to kill. So anyway, I just think it's great. So, I mean, already first caller, Chad, talking about this pear tree roots that keep popping up. I mean, I've used it. Literally, I keep it for poison ivy. Mm-hmm. Just in case, because I don't like poison ivy, surprisingly, you know, not like a lot of those people who love it. Although, if it wasn't poisonous, it's so pretty.
It is pretty. It's like and it has nice, great fall color.
Great fall color. The little berries on it are adorable. Anyway, but it is poisonous, so or whatever.
Irritating.
Irritating, yes, yes. Okay, Tim, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, do you like our perfect segue?
Doing good. This is actually my first time calling. I've been listening to you all morning.
Oh,
I have some ivies that I have like three or four. I have them on my back deck. There is something chewing on the leaves from the tip toward the center. I don't see nothing on them, no kind of bugs or anything. But I have noticed some black, like some kind of hard specks on the bottom side of the leaf. And I'm just wondering what that could be.
Okay.
Is it spider mites?
No, probably not. But spider mites don't have big enough mouth parts to chew a leaf. So if you're actually seeing a chewed leaf, like part of the leaf is missing, we have to look at who can chew. So things that can chew. Grasshoppers.
People.
Right, people. Snails and slugs.
Mm-hmm.
And caterpillars. Those all have big enough mouth parts to actually chew a leaf, right? So we have to process of eliminate. So if you don't ever see grasshoppers out there, which I've seen a lot of grasshoppers in my garden this year.
Big,
huge ones. Huge grasshoppers this
Beautiful,
year.
Beautiful, really. Lovely. Lovely creatures.
They are, right? But usually you'll see them if you go out several times a day. So if you don't ever see grasshoppers, then we need to go to the next culprit, which would be caterpillars. Now, if you see caterpillars, you'll typically see their poop, which is black balls. Like little black,
little sausages.
They look like little grenades, kind
of.
Oh,
yeah, that's a great description.
Yeah.
Kind of like coffee grounds.
Coffee grounds, yes. So if you see that, then we know it's caterpillars. And if it's caterpillars, we need to treat with a caterpillar killer. Like Monterey's BT works really well. So if that's what we think is the culprit, then let's treat that particular insect. Now, if you don't see those little grenades or the poops or any evidence
like
of a caterpillar,
so
right? Then we need to look at snails and slugs. And snails and slugs you would never really see because they come out at nighttime. Now, typically they don't eat. They typically don't eat from the end on end. They usually eat in the middle of the leaves. So you'll just see holes. So,
okay.
Yeah. So I'm thinking you probably have some type of caterpillar because it is a very caterpillary year this year. Okay.
They mostly eat at night, or because I don't see them during the day.
Yeah, you would have to. They're camouflaged during the day. Usually, they'll hide out on the stems or up under the leaves, or you know. But yes, more active in the evenings.
Dawn is a great place to find them. Caterpillars generally, they're generally pretty active when it's cool.
Starting to cool off a little bit. Yep. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
A lot of times people that work during the day, they won't know they have a caterpillar, I mean a grasshopper infestation or right. effect mm-hmm. because they are so mobile. It's like right. the opposite of the kind of caterpillar situation is they're so mobile, they'll pop in and out. We've seen so many huge caterpillars at the Botanic Gardens and in my yard even.
Yeah, they're just – and I typically don't have not caterpillars, but grasshoppers.
Yeah.
But I've been going out and watering the garden in the evening, and I'll hit my basil, and then two of them. They live on my basil.
Yeah.
But my basil's so big, I didn't even notice they were eating.
Right.
But, they're huge green I keep calling them caterpillars.
I did grasshoppers. That earlier, too. Yes. I probably did. That's by my fault. That's my fault. Yeah, our cats were playing with one, and they brought it into the bedroom at like 11 p.m. two nights ago.
That's fun. And the locusts are even more fun right now. We have locusts all over the place this year.
Uh-oh.
I guess this is the year of the locust here.
Mm. How exciting.
Yeah.
So, hey, put it on the list. Put it on the list. But I think you're right. I think caterpillars are probably the number one culprit. And I can't believe I've never used that description before because it's so perfect for caterpillar doodles, is little grenades.
Well, you look at it. They're like
they look just like grenades. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad they don't blow up.
Right.
281-496-5711. What's on your mind? We're here to help. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Hopefully we're driving this home that healthy landscaping, great gardens start with healthy soils. That is such a huge element in your gardening success. And you know, when it comes down to it, it's simple to us now, but it's like, just choose good soils. There are options. The one we're going to lift up here is Landscaper's Pride. They make the whole line, like everything that you could want for your gardening needs. They have it all. So I recently used their topsoil to fill in some low spots where maybe a large adorable puppy had dug some pretty big holes. And the grass around it actually got kind of greener, and I was pretty happy with the results there. Another favorite of mine is their Gardener's Magic. I love it as a potted plant kind of refresher. I love it as a little kind of plant medicine sort of thing. You have any favorite Landscaper Pride?
Well, you know, I like their whole line. That's why we
switched
to it a few years back at Plants for All Seasons.
Yeah.
But their Black Velvet mulch. It is not dyed. Don't let the name deceive you.
Well, nature's dyed it, right? I mean,
right?
That's, yeah.
It's got natural dyes in it.
Yes.
But it is my favorite. And talk about weed protection.
Right, right.
Like, it keeps the weeds out. Since we've switched to that product, I'll mulch a little bit in the spring and in the fall, and I have way less weeds.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And everything that they've got is bagged. It's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great price point.
Yep.
I mean, it's really... Really, there's kind of no reason not to use it.
Yeah, there's a lot of soil companies that just recycle trash.
Yes,
they don't build soils.
Right.
And although they're recycling some products like waste, right?
Is not automatically.
They're actually creating or crafting soils.
Yes.
And you know how we like craft items.
That's right.
Beer, wine, and soils.
And soils, yeah, all of it. So that they just, they're really, it's like naturally organic.
Mm-hmm.
Like you mentioned, the black, it's so dark,
mm-hmm.
but it's just humic acid.
Right. It's not, and it's not black like some of those dyed mulches, but it is very dark, rich, just beautiful.
But what I love about that is it doesn't turn gray.
No.
It turns like this slightly less dark brown.
Yeah.
But it's real, it stays real dark. Anyway, then the black velvet is great. They have black humus. They have potting soils. If you're using potting soils, I would just use the Gardener's Magic. That's mm-hmm. for me, that's a really great stuff. But it's also great for raised beds.
Right.
So really good stuff. All of the Home Show Garden Pro locations have it. Southwest Fertilizer sells it. It's pretty ubiquitous.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know where more places to sell, just go to our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. But you choose good soils, you get good results. Landscaper's Pride is a way to go for mm-hmm. sure. 281-496-5711. Sorry, I had to clear my throat. 281-496-5711. So what's popping it up at Plants for All Seasons?
Popping. So
how are y'all? How are you guys helping people get their green on?
Well, you know, we're always offering the appropriate plants for the season.
Yes.
So we're at that transition stage where we're transitioning to our cooler weather.
Let's
call it fall plants.
Let's
call
it
fall. Can plant
autumn.
Yeah, fall plants that can get us through winter, right?
Yeah.
But it's not. We're not ready for all the winter plants yet.
Sure.
So we're transitioning. So we have dianthus, which are amazing.
So wonderful.
Snapdragons, the ornamental cabbage and kale.
Super cool.
Which don't wait to plant those because you always, you know, customers always wait to plant those when they're beautiful in May.
Right.
But that's when they're at the end, right?
So yeah, yeah.
Get them planted. They look amazing in your winter landscape.
Oh, man.
So, and then we'll start getting, you know, your pansies and violas as we get cooler.
Yeah.
And, but all the fall vegetables, it's time to get those going.
Yeah. I cleared out my kind of closest veggie bed of the house with the intention of just like putting all the new fall veggies in there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and hopefully like finding another huge tomato that somebody like a 3 gallon or 1 gallon or, mm-hmm. you know, running into some good sized cucumbers or something like that. So
yeah,
I'm excited. Need to go shopping.
Yes, you do.
That's right. I wonder where I'll go. No, I'm just kidding. I'll see you here up there soon. We have a couple cool classes happening at Houston Botanic Gardens that I got to go to today.
Mm-hmm.
So one's meditation. So
meditation in the garden.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty fun stuff. We got a lot of fun classes.
Good.
I need to get you in to teach a class.
Okay.
You're like, I'm so busy.
You know, you always think as your kids grow up, you're going to get to a certain point where you're not as busy. But I feel like as they get older, you get busier.
Sure.
And I miss those preschool days that I thought I was so busy.
Yeah.
Because college days...
They also loved you so much then, and it was so obvious.
Yes.
Now so much of the love is on the inside, but not on the outside as much.
Yeah, so as as my kids move on into adulthood, I think I'll have more time to do stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Once the nest is...
Yeah.
Shoo, shoo, shoo.
Yes.
Awesome. 281-496-5711. When we're back, we're going to talk to Ruth and then Steve and then, you know, everyone else who needs their questions answered. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Escape to the private resort of your dreams. Get away at home. Let Mike Ball transform your yard into your happy place.
Hi, it's Mike. Let's recreate your outdoor space with a custom patio and amenities like outdoor kitchen, fire pit, water features, and landscape and lighting to put the wow back in your yard. You'll love the difference and the commute.
Make your home your happy place. Add the backyard resort of your dreams. Mike Ball does it all. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. MikeBallIrrigation.com.
More carbon is a good thing for your plants and soil. Carbon-rich fertilizers are best for both this time of year. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. We may not be feeling the cool temperatures of fall just yet, but they're getting close. One easy way to make our wait more pleasant is by surrounding ourselves with the cool colors of fall. We have dianthus, petunias, marigolds, snapdragons, crotons, and more. Come on out and see what's new. This is the time of year when lawns start to have problems. There's brown patch and sod webworms and chinch bugs. Everything's out to get your lawn, but we've got all the cures you need. Come on out and see us if you're having problems. We've even got fresh replacement sod if your grass is taking a beating so far that it won't come back. It might surprise some of our customers, but you really can get started on your fall veggie and herb gardens, even in this warm Houston September weather. Both of our nurseries offer just what you're needing to get planting. Plant, seed, soil, compost, fertilizer, pots, and more. This is just the beginning of a fun gardening season and lots of fall and winter meals made better with your own fresh produce. Make it a family affair, and you might even discover new vegetables that your kids will eat because they grew them. We're open 8 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday and Sunday 10 to 4. Enchanted Gardens is located at the corner of 723 and 359 in Richmond, convenient to Cinco Ranch, Fulcher, in Richmond. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugarland, Greatwood, and Rosenberg. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook to keep up with the latest happenings. Let's get back to what we do best. Here's Sherry and Danny.
Thank you, Joey. Joey will be with us next week.
I love listening to Joey.
He's a lot of fun.
Yes.
Yeah, the Linneman crew are great. It's great. It's like it's kind of like you and your crew, you know, the whole fam involved.
We're all related.
That's right. Yeah. Not all of you have beards, but some of you do.
Oh, I'm working on it. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Well, your dad doesn't have one.
No, but he has the ability.
Okay, yeah. And Joey and Danny.
And shout out to my dad. It was his 70th birthday yesterday.
No way.
Yeah.
And he's such a beefcake.
I know, right?
Yeah.
He seems so young. He makes 70 look really good.
He does
good.
Look it really good. Yes. I'm like, man, that would be great.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he's a hunky fella. All right, 281-496-5711. Happy birthday, Victor.
Yes.
It's your day.
It was your day.
Well, yeah, it's not anymore. All right. Here we are, Home Show Garden Pros, talking to Ruth. Ruth, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
I have a question regarding the Purple Passion vine.
Ooh.
I have read that you must not pick the fruit until it turns red. However, I am seeing all of the fruit falling off.
It doesn't turn red. It will never turn red.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're talking the purple passion vine, like, that we grow here, the native one?
Yeah, assuming our native maypop or something near
it. Yeah. And I've never known that fruit to be edible.
Oh, it's delicious.
That the native one?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
There
it's so
you go.
Good. But it turns gray.
I guess I've just never eaten it. Okay, it turns gray.
It turns, like, wrinkly and gray when it's ripe. So it goes from kind of chartreuse green to wrinkly gray, and that's when you pick it.
Oh, that really answers my question totally. And should you wait until it drops, or should you pick it before?
The skin is real leathery, and so it's okay to pick the ones that are dropped. I generally prefer the fruit. It's kind of got that papaya thing in it. It's got a little weird flavor the more aged it gets, and so I like them right when they turn gray versus when they've aged a little bit. There's a moment where it goes from sour to kind of post-delicious, and there's a sweetness in the middle. So, but right when they turn gray, you pick them, and, you know, we always put them in the fridge, and then we eat them, like, scoop them out of the fruit like it's a dish.
There you go. Learn something new every day.
No, the Novak's Purple Passion is delicious.
Okay.
But yeah.
Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we sell an edible passion vine.
Oh, awesome.
But the regular purple passion vine, I'm not into eating my ornamental plants that I know you are.
I certainly am. If it is edible and ornamental, that is like my dream scenario.
That's funny.
But yeah, that's interesting. Ruth, we were just talking about how a lot of times when you're reading mm-hmm. about plants, it's not exactly the ideal information for our area, or mm-hmm. we got to be flexible, we got to experiment. A big part of success in Houston gardening is staying flexible.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I don't know. I'd be interested in hearing, Ruth, what book that was. So if you don't mind emailing me, homeshowgardenpros.com, ask a pro, because they don't turn red. They just, no. That's never in their thing.
Yeah.
So the gray is kind of like a purple gray. So it's not bad. Okay, 281-496-5711 is the number to call us. We'd love to help you with your gardening question, with your issue, and we're going to jump on with Steve. Hey, Steve, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I put up a new fence a couple of years ago, and I have this vine. It's got like an orange-red trumpet-looking flower, and it's attaching itself to my fence. It's just destroying my new fence. And when I put the fence up, I tried to pour some vine killer to do away with them, but they keep coming back and back. The question is, how do I get rid of that? Is it poisonous?
Okay, so this has been the hot topic of the day is vines. So all you can do is try to kill that central root under the ground with a cut vine and stump killer. And there's a product called Cut Vine and Stump Killer, several different brands. But you would cut a fresh cut as close to the ground as you can and dab this Cut Vine and Stump Killer on... Okay. On it as it goes into the ground, so you're not having to spray something aerial. Okay. And then stay on top of it, like commit. Like I'm going to go out in the yard every week, and as I see new little sprigs come up, I'm going to cut them and dab that on there. And the name of the game is to dab enough on there over time to kill all the way down to that original root,
right,
which exists somewhere.
In a real way, the root in the soil chooses, if you can tell my tone, I'm doing air quotes, but chooses what is allowed into the root.
Mm-hmm.
It's not this like automatic process of whatever's in the water gets in. The root can do some filtering a little bit. So just by putting it around the root doesn't always mean that it's going to be toast, especially with vines.
Yeah, you need to go in through the wood part.
But great like diagnosis on describing the plant, right? Orange, trumpety flowers.
Sounds like trumpet vine.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Trumpet vine.
Trumpet vine. Oh, okay.
There you go.
Cause my fence is like 60 feet long, and it's all along the bottom of my fence, so it's going to take a little time, I suppose.
Is it more of a native area on the other side of your fence?
Yeah. Pretty much woody on that side.
Yeah, and if you could walk on the back side of the fence, I don't know what's back there.
Usually trim it up, and I get everything pretty much taken care of except in vines. They just keep coming back.
Yeah.
The nature of vines, my friend.
Yeah.
Okay. So, thank you all very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
A lot of vine thoughts today.
I know. Never get hit with vines.
Though. Yeah. It's like once every once in a while. But that is how you treat them. This, mm-hmm. If you can trim them off, get a little on there, that will flow back down to the roots. It is quite literally the only way.
It really is the only way. Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
Short of digging them out. Completely.
Short of, and that is so hard.
Yes.
Oh man, I tracked a greenbrier vine. It had to be 35 feet to my fence.
Yep.
So I like couldn't actually go all the way.
Have
you
ever dug one of the roots out of the greenbrier? Oh my God, they look like a huge like gnarly potato.
Yeah, it's like a potato
ginger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's edible.
Yeah.
It's real stringy though. So if you roast it, which you have to do for like hours and hours. You got to chew the starch out because it's real fibrous. And then you
have
floss.
In desperate times.
Yeah, no, we have lots of food sources here in desperate times.
Yes.
281-496-5711. This is not Home Show Desperate Times Pros, though. It's Home Show Garden Pros Times. And in the gardening world, we're not in desperate times. Things are going pretty good.
Yeah.
A lot of options, a lot of great soils. We're going to take a break and come back and talk with Andrew. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your front porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started. Visit startcomposting.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
As we discuss answering your gardening questions and helping you out, just we love putting other folks that can help out there. And you heard from him once today already, and that's Bob Patterson, the Yard Geek. Well, he is the man over at Southwest Fertilizer, and they love helping. Lawn problems, they specialize in those. They have a huge mower shop in back. They're dedicated to lawn problems. Sherry and I were just talking about how even though, you know, lawns dominate the industry, mm-hmm. there's not a lot of like formal education about them. So
there's a lot of bad information out there,
A lot of bad information. Well, Southwest Fertilizer is a great place to go to get good information. Him and his Yard Geeks, they've seen it all. So you've got a weed problem, bring in a picture and a sample. If you can do both, that's really, really helpful. And they'll help you with it. They have a bunch of organic solutions, tons of soils, merchants, and fertilizers. Everything we talk about on the show, they've got in the store. Huge wall of tools, which is awesome. And then I mentioned that full-service mower repair center in back. Any tools, really, your pressure washers, your weed eaters, anything they can help you with. But the best part is their customer service. Their friendly Yard Geeks are awesome. So check them out. Their website, southwestfertilizer.com. Or you can find more about their situation, location from our website. So they're awesome. southwestfertilizer.com. 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. We're here to help. What's on your mind? What are you battling in your garden? Is it vines? Is it a pet project, your coral beans? Is it your veggie bed? We're here to help. So we're going to talk with Andrew. Andrew, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, good morning. I had a situation where I had to take some red tapes out in the front yard bushes, you know, and replace them with some Japanese boxwood bushes. Mm-hmm. You know, okay. And it said they're kind of hard to grow, whatever. So I went to the nursery, got everything, got good fertilizer, put them down, and 2 years later, they didn't even grow an inch. So a year later, they ended up turning yellow, whatever, mm-hmm. and then I had to just discard them because they weren't doing anything. Mm-hmm. So I know on the bottom when I was digging to put the soil down for them, you know, you have this clay here in Houston. So, but I put enough soil down there for them to sprout. So I'm wondering, did I get just a bad batch, or is it something to do with the way I put them down, or...
Well, without seeing exactly what your soil looks like, I'm just guessing. Now, what soil did you add to it?
Okay, they just, you know, when I went there, they told me this is topsoil here. The bags that we sell, they're good, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, we're not really sure what we're getting as mm-hmm. a consumer. So I got what they gave me, and I planted them about a foot and a half apart, you know. So, yeah. I'm not sure if it was just the Japanese box with the bushes are kind of hard to grow, they say. But I'm not sure if it's what they gave me or it's just the soil. My the clay under there just won't let the roots sprout or something.
Andrew, let's just let the boxwoods have some problems that mm-hmm. are regular problems. So Phytophthora is one of them.
Yeah, Phytophthora cotton root rot, which is a water mold. So we have had a really bad problem with water molds post-Harvey. Mm-hmm. So if you've done this since Harvey, which I'm assuming you have, then I am sure Phytophthora is probably your issue. And, you know, if it doesn't discolor them immediately, I could see it... making it a not hospitable environment for thriving growth. And that could be why they just looked like they were just suspended in animation, like just sitting there, not doing anything. And then you saw the yellowing and the probably browning. And then ultimately you had to pull them out because they just looked terrible. So having a high clay content in your soil, because you live in Houston, we all have high clay contents, right? And heavy rainfalls, the water molds just kind of go crazy. And so I'm thinking, if you wanted to do boxwoods there again, you certainly could, if you could incorporate compost and not topsoil into your bed, maybe build your bed and use good microlife, because that will feed the beneficial microbes in the soil to fight that water mold naturally.
Hey, Andrew, why'd you take out the red-tipped phytinias?
Okay, because they were falling apart and they just wouldn't sprout. You know, you'd have one that's real bushy and the next one looked like twigs, mm-hmm. you know. So, but what I need to also know, what's another bush that will grow friendlier and you don't have mm-hmm. to do that much work? Because now the red tips, I understand that they're also hard to deal with.
I think that the secret to boxwoods is not watering it very much.
Mm-hmm.
My like thought here is maybe you had some disease problems mm-hmm. with these phytinias.
Yeah, because the phytinias are susceptible to different yeah. root rots and leaf funguses.
But then we didn't deal with that disease problem. We just planted another sensitive plant in.
What part of town are you in?
Yes.
I live in the Stafford Sugarland area.
Okay. So what you need to do is get some pictures of your area. And then Stafford Sugarland, that would be Enchanted. The Enchanted Nurseries are down there.
Okay.
And then go in and talk to Joey.
So right. If you're in Stafford, yeah, go to Enchanted Forest and talk to Danny.
Danny, okay. Yeah. Talk to Danny down there, and just because he does landscape and he knows soils and he can get you, right. like, figure out, because we've got to, you know, if you have failure with two different species of plants that are kind of susceptible to fungus, both of those are. But I think you need to start, no pun intended, from the ground up, rebuild right. that bed, and let's make sure you have good sun in that area, and then get the right plant for that area.
Where did you go to get the advice you got the first time?
There's a nursery up there on Highway 6 and 90 on the corner up there. I forgot the name of it. Okay. It's been years ago.
I don't know it. Okay.
But the thing, now, what's another bush that I can, a friendlier, more green sun?
I mean, I would... Dwarf Yaupon holly is very easy.
Kind of bulletproof.
Yeah, kind of bulletproof. It grows more of a
called?
Dwarf okay. Yaupon.
Y-O-U-P-O-N.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not much of a green thumb, but you know, I'm a guy. I just put it down and, you know, wanted to grow a little bit. But I'm like,
sure.
you know, it looked like it committed harakiri within a year.
yeah. So nice. Take it in and okay. Danny will get y'all straightened
okay,
out. Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Now, so we mentioned how lawns are this like underrated educational topic. Shrubs are even more like yeah. they're totally neglected on an educational front.
Yeah.
And that's why it's like almost whatever I'm talking about y'all's shop. I'm like, they have so many great shrubs, which doesn't seem like praise, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But it's like y'all have so many cool shrubs. I mean, you know, ligustrums have a bad name because so many people think of the wax leaf ligustrums or the privet, but y'all have so many cool ligustrums that are bulletproof.
But I mean, still, you know, a lot of people just move into their house.
Right.
And the builder has put one shrub across the yeah. whole front of the house.
Right.
you know, there's so many more shrubs than
right.
than these builders would put in because they don't have access to them that you can really add some curb appeal, some
yes.
interest, get some really
you'll
good
please
attributes.
Yourself.
Yeah.
You'll invite yourself to get out in the garden more. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the way it is. If you have plants that you enjoy
mm-hmm.
that like fit your color scheme or whatever,
yeah.
it'll pull you outside. So
some people.
To
some
Andrew,
people just aren't going to go outside.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Andrew, I'd encourage you to go up Plants for All Seasons and look at some of the cool bulletproof shrubs you guys
yeah.
have. So not that I don't love, you know, Enchanted Forest down there. It's wonderful. It's absolutely
yeah.
great. So, and then Yaupon, I'm just putting the notes here. Okay. 281-496-5711. Andrew, thanks for that conversation. I think we're going to kind of talk a little bit about shrubs when we get back because
okay.
it's so underrated. Now we do have Terry to talk to too. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. 281-496-5711.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife All Organic Fertilizers, liquids and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife Organic Fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife Organic Fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses. Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. It's September. Kids are back in school, and it continues to be hot, but those first few cold fronts are on the horizon now. During these hot September days, you'll notice it's cooler in the mornings and in the evenings. So get out there and get as much garden prep done for fall gardening as you can. We have the soils, fertilizers, compost, and plants to create that colorful, lush garden of fall that's so enjoyable because it's actually pleasant to be outside. All those wonderful fall veggies and annuals have started to arrive at our store. And speaking of being outside on those cool fall evenings, why not consider fire and water for your backyard oasis? Doesn't a fire pit and a fountain sound appealing? We've got it for you. All those wonderful fall veggies and annuals have started to arrive. Head on out to Nelson's and get a head start on fall. Nelson Water Gardens and Nursery. You can find us. And now, back to Sherry and Danny.
Thank you, Anita. Yes, we are back. 281-496-5711. Nelson Nursery, they're doing a great job out there in Katy.
They are.
Just a wonderful place to visit. Okay, Terry, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, Danny. How you doing again, sir?
I'm good. Look at you calling 2 weeks in a row.
Well, I know, but I mean, I'm back to work now.
No, I'm fine. I love it.
So, yeah.
I'm in.
I didn't have enough time, and I didn't want to take up your whole show, but what it is, I had 10 pampas grass growing. I use them as a gate, as a fence. And, of course, they died during the freeze. Now, they're coming back, but they look terrible. I mean, they look terrible. I haven't done anything with them. Should I cut those way, way back? I know they'll regrow again. Should I just cut them down to the ground?
No, I don't think you need to. I mean, if you do it in like late January once they've gone completely dormant.
Okay.
So, pampas grass is not one of the grasses that like needs to be cut down for crown protection because they get so big and they weigh so much, they spread out on their own.
Right.
So, I'd fertilize them. Just get some MicroLife 64 around on them.
Because the reason being, I meant to cut them back sooner. I just didn't end up having the time. So, I came up with an idea when I cut them back. And here's another question I have. I'm actually going to surround them with about a 3 foot high metal ring to keep kind of contaminated. I mean, keep them growing very big. Can I do that?
You need it to be deep. Like you're talking about a root barrier, basically.
No root barrier. No, not at all. I'm just talking about because they're established. They're like almost a 10-year-old plant. And what I'm trying to do is think about using like a fire ring, but it's metal. They're really cool looking. And I was going to put this ring that's about, I think it's 28 inches high or 30 inches high, and surround each one of them. Because what I was going to do is put posts outside the site and put fence up. And so let them grow into that if they want to, but make it look good. Because I'm getting ready to remodel the outside of my house in that type of material.
I mean, I think it's going to be nice. I don't know that it's going to contain them. One trick is if you can kind of put an angle that is sloping away from the plant, it'll stop the roots from going underneath it. Because they do kind of like bamboo, but does some rhizomal spreading on a pad. And so, but generally they put their new stuff in the middle.
Right.
So, I mean, okay. Do those rings if you want to, but I don't know how effective they're going to be. I love the idea of the little fence with them growing up in it. I'm like envisioning a cow panel or like a wood. Raw wood fence.
But then I can trim on the when they start growing. I can trim them from the outside, right? I assume I could.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I mean they're pretty tough. They just you're in a phase where they're starting from scratch, basically. So what happened with a lot of that freeze stuff is root sloughing, and Sherry can tell us more about that.
Okay. Yeah, they're gorgeous when they're full. I love them. I do. All right. Last thing I didn't get a chance to. My grapevines are gorgeous. And this past year, they produced a lot of grapes. Just tons of grapes. But they're real small. Little bitty grapes. But I didn't put any nutrients. I didn't put anything down on them. Should I cut those back this year and just go for it? I mean, just go for the...
What variety of grape are they? Are they supposed to be a small grape?
No, ma'am, they're not. They're supposed to be like the marble-sized grape, just the atypical ones you buy from the stores. Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember what variety they are, Terry?
I have them. But I guess you're right. I guess I need to look. That gentleman last week just said the same thing about my pomegranate. I guess what I need to do is look up what variety I have.
Yeah.
It's great that if you have that recorded somewhere, great job. So many people don't do that, but variety is so important with fruits.
No,
yeah, you prune grapes every year. Grapes get pruned every single year.
Yeah.
And so you don't always take them back to the same place. You get a little progression going on, but there's this kind of five buds rule. So
right. I kind of let them grow wild on them. Up where I live, up there's so many deer, so I have a 35 by 25 foot garden area.
Yeah.
But I 8 foot fence around it because the deer used to jump in when I put it 4 foot. So I planted the grapevines on that maybe 5 years ago, and they're just doing wonderful. I mean, absolutely wonderful.
Yeah,
so,
they're big growers, but you prune them for grape size and grape flavor, and so that's one of the things that we do is to kind of maximize that. Is you prune them to control and improve fruit quality versus plant growth.
I guess I'll go online and see when I need to prune them back, and then also how far back I need to prune them.
Yeah, and it's once you do it a couple times, get the hang of it. It's a really easy process. It's very satisfying. And then every little stick that you prune off that's living wood is viable to be a grapevine again. So if it is a cool variety, you might be able to get a lot of propagation there. The opposite of the coral bean. It's very easy to grow from a cutting.
Okay. Well, I have other questions, but I'll do it next weekend, so I don't take up your show.
Nice. Hey, thanks, Terry. Great guy. 281-496-5711. I was going to say that, he's welcome to ask all his questions here. So if you want to call back, Terry, we love answering questions. That's what we do. Home Show Garden Pros, we'll be right back.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Feed the earth, starve the landfill. With Moonshot Compost at startcomposting.com. Monterey Lawn and Garden, superior solutions for every garden.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
So Nature's Way Resources make an awesome compost. Whenever we're thinking compost and saying compost, for me at least, that's what I'm thinking. And so it's like when I think of, compost is a solution for your problem, I'm not thinking what you're making at home or what some schlubs are making somewhere else, but I'm thinking of Nature's Way Resources specifically. They have two types, the fungal compost and their leaf mold compost, and they're great. It's really, really, really wonderful compost. It does improve your soil, literally, like upon first use. And so when we talk about, top dressing with compost, it's incredible. It's great stuff. Adds carbon, adds nitrogen, adds microbes into the space, and important minerals. So really incredible stuff there, Nature's Way Resources. Also, their remineralizer is phenomenal for adding missing minerals. So it's made of three different mineral sands, which is kind of like a bank of different things that gather together, graphite sand, green sand, and another one, and it has over 70 minerals in it. Minerals are underrated. Your lawn, oftentimes, if it's a little bit light green or your fruit doesn't taste as good as it used to, that's usually a mineral problem. And you can really do this you know, once a year, once every 2 years, is add these minerals back. And Nature's Way Remineralizer, it's that's what it's called, and that's what it does. Health, flavor, nutrient quality, beauty, all of that stuff can be just immediately improved. So find them. All the Garden Pro nursery locations all sell Nature's Way stuff. And if you want more information, just go to our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. Really cool stuff. 281-496-5711. It's 281-496-5711. So what's happening at Plants for All Seasons? What you guys got popping?
Oh, well, we got compost.
Yes. Y'all have a great great soil selection. And you've so carefully crafted it because you guys do the research.
We do.
Or
yeah,
you.
I don't just
you
carry
do
any
the
soils.
Research.
Yeah, I don't. You know, years ago, we just would, you know, have pallets of soil out there.
And, yes.
Eventually, I grew in my knowledge and started learning. I started testing side by side. And you know what? At one point, we got rid of every soil that we were carrying.
That's awesome.
Because it didn't pass the test.
I think that's so cool.
So that's how I decide what soils we're going to carry, is they have to pass a test.
And, you know, a lot of people, they say do the research, and they mean, oh, I looked it up online.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you guys are actually doing, like, experiments
yeah.
with a control, and you're keeping data.
You can read a lot about information,
yes,
right?
Yes, you definitely can. I mean, you know, we have, who was at Ruth that, you know, she was told or read that she has to wait till her purple passion vine fruit gets red, and it's mm-hmm. just never going to do that. So
right.
a lot of bad information out there. And we're here to help kind of overcome that problem by giving out just great proven information. The great thing about Sherry and the other kind of knowledge specialists come on here is that y'all just aren't answering questions. You're actually like, you get out, you see people's problems, you see what works, you build relationships, and so you get the return, you know, mm-hmm. year after year, you're finding out what works. And it's so much better to talk to people who both do the reading, the data, and have the hands-on knowledge. And
yep.
that's who we're talking to now. So 281-496-5711. We got one more segment after this, and in it, we're going to talk to George, and it's going to be great. We're also going to talk about Dakota Rev a little bit. So
okay.
we'll be right back.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
As mentioned, want to talk about Rev, the Dakota Rev that I love so much because it makes my peppers awesome, makes my tomatoes more healthy, and the one small patch of lawn I put it on is doing so great, and I'm going to have it help recover the sod webworm damage area that I have back in the yard. So the summer heat and all the diseases that come after all that stress, we're starting to see a lot of them now. Rev is awesome in reducing the impact that they have. So it improves the soil, improves the microbes that are there that are helping your plants do it. It adds carbon, which is food for beings. So kind of cool stuff. So plant health, plant immunity from other diseases, root mass, blooms, fruit taste, fruit size, fruit amount, all of these get improved with use of Rev. And it started as a farm product, an organic kind of fertilizer for veggies, which is awesome. That worked really well. And then it became something that golf courses use to improve their greens because it was hard to find a high-quality thing that you could put on greens to make them grow fast. And so, well, they found it. Greenskeepers found it. And it's called Rev. And now it's available for you in Houston. It's 100% natural. It is awesome. Works great on your plants. All the garden pros sell it. And as does Southwest Fertilizer and Friendwood Hardware. Check them out online, organicrev.com. It's just good stuff. All right, 281-496-5711. We're going to talk with George. Hey, George, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, thank you. Good morning. Hey, you helped me a couple of weeks ago with my mealybug aphid problem. I put the molasses, sprayed it down several times, and they're gone. So
awesome.
That's wonderful.
Knocked them out.
That is so great. Yeah. It's amazing how, you know, you got to – did you get some pressure spray on there or just molasses?
Well, the sprayer that I used, I sprayed it first with just water. It's a very powerful I forgot the name of the brand, Champion or whatever. Hit it really hard with that, and then I put the molasses in there, and I think I probably put 4 applications over 2 weeks.
Well, that's awesome, man.
You could smell it, too. I thought, man, I need some pancakes or something.
You're rubbing them on your plant, you know. No, you knock them off, and then you keep them off. It works really great. I love that. That's super.
Anyways, I have a problem with the tree next to it. So there's 2 big, about 80-year-old trees. The one that's touching it on the left side of it is a red oak. Mm-hmm. And what somebody told me, we've been in the house 3 years, new construction, or 2.5 years. Somebody told me last year, this tree has hypoxin canker. But otherwise, it looks reasonably healthy from the canopy and such. But there are some branches that I cut off last weekend that were, you know, maybe got damaged from the freeze or whatever. But what I've noticed now is somebody took an orange Sharpie and kind of drew some straight lines on the bark, like 6 to 8 inches long, on several parts of the trunk, up and down. I looked at it. It looks like very thin fungus, like orange strips. I'm not even sure what that is. Does that sound pretty serious to you, or?
Yeah, that is pretty serious. So what often happens when we have any sort of injury or disease on, especially red oaks, these faster growing oak trees, is the heartwood will begin to decay. And so you can stymie it though with the biomatrix. So you can stymie it, the heartwood will continue to decompose. That fungi is feeding on the heartwood. So all the kind of carbon that it's harvesting from that non-living wood is doing it, and it's sporing. So it's just sticking out through your bark to make, you know, spores, to make clones of itself. And so you can kind of stymie it right now while you've got access to it with biomatrix. It's just basically hosing it down. If you want to top that off with molasses, that will increase a bacterial bloom that will kind of also slow it down. But it probably spells pretty bad news in the long run for the tree. So probably I would assume that the tree's life just got halved from this disease infestation. So lots of compost. Keep it around the base. You got a biological problem. Best thing to do is a biological solution. So... yeah, we've seen that a few different times on trees over the city.
And what's Biomatrix? Is that a brand of product, or is that just a...
Yeah, it's a MicroLife liquid product that you can get. Any of the nurseries on the show should carry it. Yeah, and you can spray it up on the tree, and then you can drench the roots with it as well.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Okay, so do that, and then wait a day later and do molasses on it as well, or
I don't think you gotta wait, honestly.
And actually, I think the Biomatrix has the molasses in it.
Oh, does it? Okay, mm-hmm. Great. Yeah, mm-hmm.
So it's a 2-in-1.
Okay, yep. And does it have a way to, like, how much do I put per gallon in my sprayer?
I believe it's 2 to 4 ounces per gallon. It'll have a foliar spray and a root drench spray. I know the root drench is the 2 to 4 ounces, so just read the instructions for your foliar or your trunk basal spray,
and then I would double it.
Yeah, and double. It's not going to hurt.
Yeah, especially on what you're spraying on the trunk. Yeah. You're hoping to kind of inundate the whole thing with the actinomycetes that are in there, and they'll eat that fungi, and they'll go in quite a bit. You'll buy some time, and you'll get some tree vigor back. But yeah, the heartwood is starting to be decomposed, which is the structural kind of what makes it
due to maybe the canker.
Probably an opening that the canker made at some point, inviting some other disease in there, but.
And at what point should I take the tree down for safety reasons? Because it's next to the pool, so I don't want it to fall in the pool and damage that or fall on my hammock I have set up between the two trees.
If you're up for that, I might even just skip all this and just do that. Because literally, if we're talking about 20 years of this tree is all you got, Yeah. Tough decision, man.
Yeah, I mean, I really love the tree, and that's why I bought the house, because it's like, I looked at it, I thought, oh, it's the perfect place for a pool. There'll be nice big shade trees there, and it looks great, but well, yeah, I don't want to lose the trees.
I'll say this, Georges, you'll get a lot of signs of failure before it just falls.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not going to just fall all of a sudden, because it seems pretty strong right now. I'm like, well, it seems pretty sturdy. The nice canopy looks huge.
I think that, you know, bark, if the bark starts sloughing or you lose some major branching, then you make your call at that point.
Yeah,
got it.
Yep.
Thank you. And then one other quick question. I have a pecan tree I planted 2 years ago. It was 13 years old when I planted it, so it's probably 15. It looks, the leaves are starting to yellow a little bit now. Is that normal this time of year? Maybe I'm underwatering?
I bet it's not water.
Yeah, because, I mean, they can take it pretty dry.
I would think heat stress. Literally, we just did this Dakota Rev deal. If you can kind of do a drench around the roots with Dakota Rev or even compost.
Or Biomatrix.
Or Biomatrix, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just one little boost. Above. Just give it one little boost. Also, pecans start yellowing before everything else does. So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what was weird is that I had my first crop of pecans, about 30 of them, but they were all black. Like, they looked really great for a while, and then they just turned black and fell off, so.
Yeah. Well, George, we got to save the rest of the conversation for another week, but I really appreciate the call, okay, man. Give us a call again.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We're already 3 minutes into Tom Tynan's show, so.
Oops. Sorry, Tom.
This has been Home Show Garden Pros. Great job, Sherry.
Okay.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.